主有两位弟兄给我们很美好的见证。
We thank God that we have two brothers who has given us wonderful testimonies.
那我们看两位信主的方式不太一样。
And we can see that the way they came to believe they are a bit different.
一个是人传福音给他，带他来教会。
One of them was the gospel was preached to him, and then he came to church.
另外一个是他自己找到教会的。
The other one was that he tried to look for the church himself.
但是这都是神奇妙的作为。
But this is the miraculous work of the Lord.
所以我们要让更多人来信主，带领更多的朋友，这是神要我们做的工作。
And so, if we want more people to believe, we need to bring more of our friends to the church. This is a work that the Lord wants us to do.
但是我们也感谢神我们信徒很热心在带慕道朋友，所以慕道在我们布道会有很多的慕道朋友。
And also thank God that there are many brothers and sisters who are really very fervent, and we brought many friends.
那我们下一步就是要祷告求神让慕道朋友有更多的体验。
The next step is to pray to our God that our friends who came can have more experiences.
因为我们看到两位来受洗到最后都是因为有体验。
That the reason why these two brothers came to receive baptism is all because they had experiences.
神看不见，但是很难信。
Even since God cannot be seen with our physical eyes, so it's hard to believe Him.
但是神可以体验，又变成很容易信了。
But God can be experienced. In this way, it will be very easy for people to believe.
所以没有体验很难，有体验就很容易。
So without experience, it'd be difficult, but with experience, it will be easy.
我们来看一段圣经，约翰一书。
To 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter one.
第一节。
Verse one.
论道从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过。第二节。
Verse two.
这个生命已经显现出来，我们也见过他，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我那永远的生命传给你们。这个第一节说，起初原有生命之道。
Here, verse one states the which that was from the beginning, the word was in the beginning.
在约翰福音里面说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the Gospel of John says that in the beginning there was word, word was with God.And the Word was God.
这个都很抽象啊，道就是神，都是看不见的。
And so this is all very abstract that the Word was God. That this is something cannot be seen.
但是道成肉身，这个就具体了。
But when the Word came into this world in flesh, it becomes real.
就是主耶稣来到世界。
It is Lord Jesus Christ came into this world.
那主耶稣来到世界，就变成看得见、听得见、摸得到。
So Jesus came into this world. He became a person who could be seen, could be heard, and could be touched.
所以我们在四福音里面看信耶稣，有的是看见信，有的是听见信，有的是摸到信。
And so we see many people believe in the four gospels. Some because they have seen the Lord, some because they heard the Lord, and others because they touched the Lord.
那主耶稣升天以后，圣灵在教会里面工作。
And after Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came down to work in the church.
那使徒行传信耶稣也是有三条路。
And in the book of Acts, there are also three ways for people to come to believe.
有的是看见。
Some have witnessed.
神显大神迹。
That they have witnessed the great miracles of the Lord.
如果没有神，鬼怎么赶得出去？
Without God, how can a demon be cast out?
如果没有神，死人怎么会复活？
Without God, how can the dead came alive.
所以这个大有能力的作为，就让我们知道说有一个神。
So the mighty power allows people to see that there is a God.
他就是我们的父。
That He is our Father.
他很爱我们。
He loves us.
当有时候我们觉得很绝望好像 nobody cares, 就没有人顾虑我。
And sometimes we feel very disappointed that nobody cares.
但是神还是顾虑我们。
But God still cares.
所以当我们来寻找神，
Therefore, when we come to seek the Lord,
用诚心来追求他，
when we try to find him with all our heart,
神就用他的大能大力来帮助我们。
Then God will, through his great and mighty power, he will help us.
那这就是我们个人的体验。
And so this will become our personal experience.
所以每一个信主的过程大部分都有体验。
So everyone who came to believe in the Lord, they all have experiences.
他是摸到神。
Because I touched the Lord.
像保罗。
Like Paul.
保罗旧约圣经很熟。
Paul was very familiar with the Old Testament.
而且教育水准很高。
And he was highly educated.
如果保罗今天要来慕道。
If today Paul were to come to study the truth,
我们大家一定一直想到底要叫谁去跟他谈道理。
We will think of all our, with all our mind, try to find a person who can go and talk to that person.
因为他旧约圣经这么熟，学问这么高，谁能够跟他谈道理？
For he was so familiar with the Old Testament and he was so highly knowledgeable, who can talk to him?
但是很奇妙。
But this is miraculous.
神不是派一个神学家学者去把他辩倒，把他说服。
God did not send a theologian to debate with him and also overcome his arguments.
光一照他就倒下去。
With a bright light, he fallen down.
眼睛就瞎了。
And he became blind.
旧的保罗就过去了，就倒下去了。
The old Paul had fallen.
后来亚拿尼亚帮他祷告。
Later, Ananias prayed for him.
眼睛就再看到。
And he was able to see again.
这个就是新的保罗。
This is the new Paul.
这个就是摸到神。
This is touch the Lord.
所以保罗信主是摸到的。
So Paul believed because he touched the Lord.
那也有人是听到。
Some people they heard the truth.
当时主耶稣在传道。
When Jesus was preaching,
法利赛人就派一个人去抓耶稣。
The Pharisee sent a person to capture Jesus.
那一个人看到这么多人，他也在那里听。
And so that person sent there so many other people, so he stayed and listened.
听，回来，空手回来。
And afterwards, he came back empty-handed.
法利赛人就说，你怎么没有把他抓来？
So the Pharisees asked him, why didn't you take that person?
他说，从来没有人这样讲过道理。
He said, I've never heard anyone who spoke this kind of teaching.
所以他也很感动，也很佩服，就没有抓他。
So he was touched, and he therefore he did not capture the Lord.
所以当我们认真在查考神的道理，
So if we were to study the truth with all our hearts,
我发现这是智慧的道理。
We discover this is the truth of wisdom.
这是恩典的道理。
This is the truth of grace.
这是赦罪的道理。
And this is the truth that's forgiveness.
这是生命的道理。
This is the truth of life.
这太奇妙了。
This is too wonderful.
所以我们看到初信的能够道理听得懂，信仰有体验，这真的是神的恩典。
And so those who just believe, they have experienced the grace of God and they have experiences, this is truly the grace of God.
那朱弟兄在结论的时候他有提到。
And Brother Chu, when during the conclusion, he mentioned this.
他现在是十字架在前面，那世界在后面。
That the cross is before him and the world is behind him.
那这也是一个很好的结论。
This is also a wonderful conclusion.
因为受洗了。
Because we have been baptized.
就好像出埃及啊。
As if we have exited Egypt.
世界已经死了。
The world is behind us, died.
我们是朝迦南地前进。
We are moving forward towards the land of Canaan.
那十字架在前面。
And the cross will be before us.
十字架主耶稣背的。
And the cross was carried by our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，你要做门徒，就要舍己背十字架跟从我。
So Jesus said, to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me.
这个是干粮。
This is dry food, real food.
Solid food.
Solid food.
这个很难接受。
This is hard to accept.
但是如果能够接受，我们信仰就成熟。
But if we can accept this truth, then we will be mature.
舍己。
Deny ourselves.
自我舍弃。
To give up ourselves.
因为要舍己才能跟耶稣。
Before we can follow the Lord, we have to deny and give up ourselves.
那这个自我要打破，不简单。
It's difficult to break ourselves.
摩西花了40年。
For Moses, he spent 40 years.
当神要选召他。
When God called him,
他说我是谁呢？
He said, Who am I?
他的自我已经破掉了。
He has already broken himself.
神就可以用他。
Then God can use him.
彼得痛哭。
And Peter, he wept bitterly.
他以前说我要跟你一起死。
Before he said that I will go and die with you.
但是祷告的时候在睡觉。
But then when they prayed, he fell asleep.
可见他还不懂得跟耶稣的道理。
Therefore, we can tell that he still does not understand how to follow the Lord.
所以祷告睡觉。
Therefore, when he was praying, he fell asleep.
那主耶稣一被抓，他就否定三耶稣三次。
And when Jesus was taken, he denied Lord Jesus three times.
他痛哭。
He wept bitterly.
因为主耶稣也没有责备他。
And Jesus did not rebuke him either.
主耶稣就回头一看。
And he just turned back and looked at him.
他痛哭。
He wept bitterly.
为什么？
Why?
他否定了为他定耶稣的主。
For he denied the Lord, who would die on the cross for him.
这个是彼得的转变，人生的转捩点。
This is the turning point of Peter.
当然，五旬节他迫切祷告，被圣灵充满。
And when the day of Pentecost, they prayed fervently and was filled by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣还没有升天以前。
And before Jesus was ascended.
就跟他讲。
He told him,
你年轻的时候自由来往。
When you're young, you are free to go here and there.
你年纪大的时候，
When you're old,
人要把你绑起来，带到你不愿去的地方。
Now people will bound you and take you to places where you do not want to be.
已经预告他要殉道。
And to tell him that he will be martyred.
所以主耶稣，彼得一直跟主耶稣。
So Peter kept following the Lord Jesus.
跟到殉道为止。
Until the time when he died for him.
这个叫做十字架在前面。
This is to have cross before us.
走主耶稣所走过的道路。
To walk on the path where the Lord had traveled.
所以要先舍己。
Therefore, we need to deny ourselves.
第二个要背十字架。
Second, we need to take up our cross.
第三个要跟从主。
And third is to follow the Lord.
这样我们就能够得到他要给我们永远的天国。
And then we shall be able to obtain the heavenly kingdom that he has promised.
我们要看一段圣经，然后我们再来祷告。
Let us turn to a passage before we pray.
以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
四十七章记载第一节一直到十二节，记载从圣殿流出来水。
And from verse 11 to verse 12,here records how the river flows from a temple.
那个圣殿流出来水就是圣灵。
The river, the water that flows out of the temple is the Holy Spirit.
它是从往东流去的。
It is flowing eastward.
所以今天我们教会有圣灵。
Therefore today our church has a Holy Spirit.
因为以西结书四十七章那个殿就是代表我真教会。
For the temple here in Ezekiel chapter 47 represents a true church.
那我们看这个水流过的地方产生极大的改变。
We see that where the river flows, there's a tremendous transformation.
好，我们再看第八节。
Verse 8.
他都有说，这个水往东边流去，必下到亚拉波，直到海所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。
This water flows toward eastern region, goes down into the valley and enter the sea. Where it reaches the sea, the water was healed.
英文说 water was healed, 水被治疗医好了。那中文说变甜了。
And so in Chinese version it says, if the water turned to be sweet.
沿海是苦的。
The salted sea is actually bitter.
那水一流过去变甜的。
And when the water reaches that place, it becomes sweet.
所以有时候我们看一个人成长的过程，如果没有爱，他的整个心里面都是恨。
So if we see where a person grow, if they do not have love, they will be filled with hatred.
那有的就被那个 bitterness 苦毒充满内心。
And some of them will be filled by bitterness in their heart.
那有的用直接比较不文明的方法表现。
And some would express it with a more uncivilized fashion.
那有的是用比较文明的方法表现。
And yet some would express it using a very civilized way.
但是相同，里面都有一个 bitterness 苦毒在里面。
But likewise, they have this bitterness in their heart.
那这个要怎么去医治？
So how can this be healed?
真的是没有办法医治。
It is not possible.
只有一个方法。
Only one way.
这个水流过去，苦的变甜了。
To have water flow through it, and it will become sweet.
所以有的人这个人格在成长的过程，没有温暖的家庭哦，什么看事情都是负面的，怎么讲话都是负面的。
So as a person grow, if they do not have a loving family, however they look at angle, they look at a certain thing, it's always negative.
那这怎么改变？
How can a person change?
当被圣灵充满。
When a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
神的爱充满。
When the love of God fills him,
那过去那点成长的伤痕就医治了。
And the wounds that are caused from his growing pains will be healed.
他不就被甜美所充满。
And will be filled with sweetness.
因为神的充满是甜美的。
For the fullness of God will be sweet.
祷告到被圣灵充满是很安静很甜美的。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit will be quiet and sweet.
那这个甜美的心呢、啊，就没有苦毒在里面。
And this sweetness will no longer contain bitterness.、
那这个人就改变了。
Then this person will be changed.
讲话是甜美的。
When whatever he says, I will be sweet.
是正面的。
It will be positive.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
神是美善。
God is goodness.
所以圣灵的力量是非常大的。
Therefore, the power of Holy Spirit is tremendous.
苦的要变甜的。
For bitterness will turn to be sweet.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这河水所到的地方，凡滋生的动物都必要活。
That it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes.
这里说水一流过去，里面这个活物都要变成活的。
So wherever the rivers go, the living things, everything will become living.
这也是很奇妙的。
This is also wonderful.
我常常在想有时候到有的教会去领会。
Sometimes I go to certain church to lead service.
早上十一点开始讲道，很多人很爱困。
And at 11 o'clock in the morning, the Sabbath morning service, many people they are so sleepy.
不晓得有睡好还是没有睡好，不知道。
I don't know if they had a good night's sleep or not.
但是等到中午吃饭，哇，声音好大。
I don't know if they have dozed off or not, but when they have during lunchtime, their voices are quite loud.
下午开始聚会也是，看起来很疲倦了。
Afternoon, when they come to have service, they seem very tired.
聚完会精神百倍。
Afterwards, they are so spirited.
那怎么这个聚会会觉得好像无精打采
？So why is it when they are in the service that they are so tired?
就是。道理听不懂
，that they don't understand the sermon，
没有滋味
cannot taste it，
听不进去
，they could not understand or take it in，
就很奇妙了。这样的教会如果一开始鼓动祷告
it's miraculous if you were to push them into prayer，
一直祷告到神的灵在这个教会运行
，until the point when the spirit of God began to move in the church，
你就发现聚会的时候大家精神很好
，we discover when we have service people are very spirited，
为什么？
Why?
听得懂
，because they understood
神的话听得进去
，they can take in the word of God
听得受感动
they are touched by the word of God。
所以这个神的灵在运行的时候
，so when the Holy Spirit works，
你发现整个教会活起来
，we discover the whole church will become alive。
这个是我们真教会上教会活泼的一个秘诀。
This is a secret of how our church become living and lively。
圣灵是活泼的灵，是大有能力的灵。
For the Holy Spirit is a lively spirit, is a powerful spirit.
这是安静的灵。
It is a quiet spirit.
所以教会如果说我到真耶稣教会很热闹，这个有问题啊。
And if people were to say, it's so fun or noisy as we come to the church's church.
只有菜市场很热闹。
Only the marketplace would be so noisy.
但是这被圣灵充满的时候，很活泼。
But when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you will be lively.
很有生命力。
You can sense the life force.
所以如果有一个人说我到厄凡教会去教会很活泼，很好，感谢神。
And so a certain person come and they say this church is very lively. Thank God, this is good.
我到厄凡去教会很热闹，这个有问题。
People come and say that came to a Urban church that it is quite noisy, fun, and then that is problem.
那这个关键就是要让河水流过去。
So the key is to allow the rivers to flow.
好，我们再来回来看四十七章。
Chapter 47.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好， 必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐格里都做晒网之处，那鱼各冲激烈，好像大海的鱼甚多。
And it shall be that the fishermen shall stand by from Engedi to Engleium, that there will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kind as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many.
好，这里讲了，这个水一流过去，哇，鱼好多。
So when the water flows through, there are so many fish.
真的是这样。
It's true.
当圣灵在教会里面做工。
When the Holy Spirit began to work in the church,
带慕道者很容易。
It's very easy to bring friends.
哦，你要带人来信主也很容易。
It's very also easy to bring people to come to believe.
所以河一流过去，鱼很多。
So when the river flows by, there are so many fish.
所以我们教会要发展的这个关键呢，就是大家要祷告。
So the key for the church to grow is to pray.
整个教会被圣灵充满。
The whole church has to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
苦毒就没有了，变甜的。
And so bitterness will be gone. There will be sweetness.
哦，再来，啊，大家的生命力很活泼。
And further, people, everyone will be very lively.
第三个，鱼很多。
And thirdly, there will be many fish.
那最后面就是两边的果树结很多果子。
And the next is that the both trees on both the side, both sides of the bank, they bear many fruit.
我们就是树。
We are the trees.
就会有果子。
Then we will have fruit.
实际生活会改变。
Our life will be changed.
那你就发现，哇，我很喜欢来教会。
Then we will feel that we love to come to the church.
也有仁爱的果子。
We have the fruit of love.
也有喜乐的果子。
Fruit of joy.
也有仁爱的果子。
Fruit of patience.
也有恩慈的果子。
Kindness.
也有良善的果子。
And goodness.
什么果子都有。
We have all kinds of fruit.
我很喜欢来。
So I love to come.
因为有果子，你就可以享受。
Because if there's fruit, we can enjoy the fruit.
这是人间的天堂。
This is the heaven on earth.
大家结果子，教会是人间的天堂。
If everyone bears fruit, this would be heaven on earth.
要结果子，就是被圣灵充满。
To bear fruit, we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
For the old has passed.Everything is new.
所以我们看两位在见证。
So we see that two of them were making the testimony.
旧事已过。
That old is in the past.
都变成新的。
Everything is new.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
So now let's pray together.
大家被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
要求圣灵按手，请我们到前面来。
And so to pray for the Holy Spirit or to receive laying of hand, come forward.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.